In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's a privilege, it's an honor to be amongst the people of God to worship and to exalt His name. And truly God is worthy of all our praises, and without Him we can do nothing. I'd like to take this opportunity, the leadership of the church, for the opportunity, the privilege to share God's word. I pray that God will bless you, be with you, and whatever you're going through, I know the Lord has great plans and He'll bring it to pass. Even the scripture that Mike read concerning the storms of life, and when you look at the story where Jesus talks about these two foundations, it's amazing the rain and the floods, it falls on the good and the bad. But if you're building your life of what Mike said, you're building your life on the Word of God, you'll go through this successfully when you obey Him and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter what storm you're going through, no matter what problem you're going through, I know God will see you through that storm and He will help you and He'll bring you out through that situation. In fact, being to recently South Africa, my sister, she had a tumor that's growing in a womb, and she went for the operation on the 29th of January, and it was about a 3-hour operation, and a lot of people prayed for her as well. And the next day while I was at work, I received a phone call from her, and it was like impossible, because they said to her they're not allowed any phones and she'll be in the ICU ward with the ventilator, oxygen, all those things for this 1 week. And that is the power of Jesus. And that is the only the power of God. And nothing else. I can't explain it and I can't justify anything. And you know what I mean? That is only God, and God by His Spirit. So you want to know, God answers prayer. Yes, He does. And my brother-in-law, on the 16th of February, he went for another operation in his, he had pancreatic cancer and they removed it. And within 2 days, he was also removed from the hospital. So God is faithful and God is good. So even no matter what storms and what things you're going through, hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him be the focus. Let Him be the source of your life. And just hold on to Him. You may not see the answers. You may go through the process, like my sister being through the process, going through the hospital, my brother-in-law being through the process. And sometimes we have to go through this process and we don't like the process. But in the midst of that process, through that difficult time, God is there with you. Just hold on and hold on to the promises that He has spoken to your life. And I know that He'll bring everything that He has spoken, He will bring it to pass in your life. You see, before I just share the Word of God, what God has placed in my life, when I think about the scripture that, you know, Jesus, when He cursed the fig tree, and the next day Peter said, Lord, this fig tree, what happened? It withered. Within 24 hours, what happened? The fig tree withered. And but in Matthew's gospel concerning the same story, it says that the fig tree withered immediately. But it took 24 hours to die. So he could see it being withered. Although he spoke immediately, the next day they saw the evidence. And when you look at Mark's gospel, when he says, have faith in God. Now Jesus is saying to the disciples, in the next verse, he says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and not doubt, he shall have whatsoever he says. Do you know what Jesus is saying there? He's saying not to pray, but for you to speak to that mountain. Because two things he says in the text. There in verse 23 he said, whoever speaks to the mountain. So God is trying to say to you, you need to speak the mountain. What you need to speak the mountain? Concerning the story, Jesus cursed the fig tree. He's saying, have faith in God. So when you speak to the mountain, you're speaking faith that this mountain will be removed in Jesus' name. And then he says in verse 24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now he's speaking about prayer. First, you need to speak. You need to be positive. What you're speaking, you're speaking faith. You're speaking the word of God. You're speaking the power of God in that situation. So when he says the next verse, whatsoever things you desire, you pray, you already received it. Believe that he said you already received. One, you speak, and the next verse, when you pray, believe that you received it, because God is a God of all power. So whatever God has placed in your life, you believe that the prayers that you've answered, the prayer that you prayed have been answered. You may not see the manifestation like the fig tree. It had been withered immediately, but only the next day they saw the evidence. You see, this is too different. He saw the evidence. So when you're speaking to the mountains and when you pray by faith, it's already done. You may not see the evidence, but you must believe that you receive whatsoever things you prayed and believe that God is going to do that work in your life. So you believe and you trust God and just keep on holding on to that faith. Speak to the mountains of sickness. Speak to the mountains of finance. Speak to whatever mountain that you speak. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you. You have no authority. What you speak the righteousness. You speak faith. You speak the God's faith, God's word, God's situation in that situation. That is why Jesus did a lot of miracles. Why? Because he only spoke the word. So when you begin to speak the word of God, and then we begin to, because you know when Jesus spoke, he was already in tune with the Father and he believed that the Father had a great plan for him. So whatsoever things he says, have that faith in God. So today you have that simple faith in God. Have faith in God. And then he said, you open your mouth and you speak. You begin to declare. Even when you remember Jesus was at the tomb of Lazarus and Lazarus was dead, and when he came to the tomb, what the Bible says? Jesus, the tomb is there, and Jesus, the Bible says, lifts his eyes to heaven, and he says, Father, I thank you. He has a dead situation. What Jesus is thanking the Father for the miracle. So too many times, we are looking at the situation, it seems dead. But Jesus is looking to the Father because he knew only the Father can bring Lazarus back to life. So God is trying to readjust our focus. Start focusing on the promises and on the word of God that he purposed in your life. So he has great plans for your life. So whatever situation that you are facing, you need to start speaking by faith. Start believing that I prayed for this and I believe that God is going to make a way for me. I speak, although you may have the pain and although you may have the aches, you may be not feeling right with yourself, you must speak. I speak good health to my body. I speak prosperity to my body. I speak healing to my body. I speak peace to my body. I speak restoration to my body. I speak life into my body. I speak wholeness into my body. So you keep on speaking, the power of God will be manifested. You may not see it today, you may not see it tomorrow, you may not see it, but you will see it because the word of God has this power, this capability of doing the impossible in your life. So what you do, you keep on speaking by faith. You keep on believing by faith. Remember when Jesus was came down from the mountain and there was a boy, there's a person that is with epilepsy and he was demon possessed and the disciples could not cast him out. And they came to Jesus, and when Jesus came, he said, oh faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? And Jesus said to them, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can remove mountains. Now, if you look at the mustard seed, it's the smallest of all the seeds in the world. Now, surely these disciples, they had faith because they were following Jesus. They had maybe not tiny faith, they had little faith. But Jesus said, if you have faith like mustard seed, you can remove mountains. What happened to the disciples is, when they were looking at the boy who were paralyzed and epileptic and demon-possessed and seeing burnt in the fire, maybe the burnt marks, and see, they say within themselves, one place they were speaking faith, and the next speak, they're looking at the situation. Hey, so difficult, this situation. I don't know where, how I'm going to come out of this situation. This demon got a hold of this boy, and nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to happen in this child's, in this boy's life. So what they were doing, they're mixing faith with unbelief, because they already had the faith. And Jesus is saying, if you have tiny faith, just pure tiny faith, you can remove this mountain. So when you pray, you must have that faith. That is why he said, having the faith of God. So many times we are mixing our faith with the problems. You know, when you close your eyes, how much faith you have? You know, when you open your eyes, hey, that pain is still there. That problem is still there. You see, and even when we speak, instead of encouraging people, we speak so many situations, how bad the situation is. And we too, so sometimes be so sympathetic, we sympathize with them as well. We all guilty of that. Instead of saying, no, it's time to wake up, it's time to believe the word of God, it's time to be encouraged with God's word. So that is why you need to have that faith that God has given you. Don't let our faith in this generation is being mixed up with unbelief. It's been mixed up with the things of this world. The fig tree was already cursed immediately. And when you speak to that situation, he said, whoever says to this mountain, you're speaking to the mountain, you speak faith. You may not see it immediately, but it's going to happen. And then he said, when you pray, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you received it and you shall have it. And it shall be done for you. So you need to. So when you pray, the prayer, you ought to receive the answer for what God has placed in your life. This is why when you pray, you are praying in the natural, but you're entering into the supernatural. And in the supernatural, miraculous things happened. You are praying in the natural, but you're entering into the supernatural realm of God. And that is why you need to have that faith. And that is one of the reasons the lack of faith is stopping the power of God moving in and through our lives, moving in our ministries, moving in our homes, moving in our children, moving in our job situation, moving in every part of our lives. We're seeing the power of God not being manifested the way we're supposed to be manifested, because when we're praying, we're looking, oh, these people are too hard, they're too stubborn, they're too messed up into the world, they're too corrupt. We got every word to say for them. Rather than seeing them in the lens with the eyes of God and seeing them as God's children, at one time I was also messed up. I was bound in Hinduism, bound in darkness, bound in religion, bound in the things of this world. But one day someone shared the light, the gospel. And the same thing what happened for me can happen to the people of this community, people of this neighborhood. Look at Saul of Tarsus. Why the miracle took place? Because the church was praying in Damascus. They knew he's coming to Damascus. They knew that he's come to persecute the church. They knew that he was come to destroy the church. But the church at that time, they were praying that the power of God must be manifested in his life. You never know. You just pray for one person, they can bring this whole community to the church. Do you know that? Just one person. Remember the lady at the encounter with the Samaritan woman? She brought the whole town to Jesus. So that's why we must not give up our hope. We must start praying and believing. Don't look at the situation. Look at the eyes of God. Lord, this is what your word says. We believe that people will be saved, people will be healed, and people will be delivered. And when you look at your situation, look that you're completely free. Look that you're completely delivered. Look that you're completely blessed and you have the God's presence in your life. So he says, when you pray, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, you must believe. I receive. That mountain is already removed. You speak to that mountain, and now when you talk to God, I believe that mountain is already gone. And you see, he's saying that the faith that God has given to us, we must walk in that kind of faith. We must start believing God for faith. All of us have a measure of faith. All of us are growing in faith. This is the journey that we are taking of faith. And that is why the devil is not after your house or your car or anything. Do you know that? He's only after one thing, is that's your faith. But he'll use those things to distract you. And that is why we get deceived so much. So the thing is, don't mix our faith with unbelief. And that is why he says this kind does not come by fasting and prayer. So the more you fast and you pray, what happens? Unbelief disappears from us. And this is why we see the greatest miracles of the power of God working in the supernatural. And we can talk endless things. There's a supernatural power of God being manifested in the way that he had not moved before. So no matter how impossible your situation might be, no matter how difficult your situation might be, God's power is greater than any power in the face of this earth. You might just say, God, I just thank you and I believe that I'm standing in your word, I'm standing in your promises, I'm believing that something supernatural, something is going to happen in my life, in this ministry, something is going to happen. I must keep on confessing, keep on believing, keep on trusting God that he's going to do that impossible work in my life. There was a man that was preaching in a tent meeting, and during the tent meeting, there were lots of signs and wonders being manifested. And in that meeting, the blind were seeing, the crippled were walking, and unusual miracles were happening. But there was one person who was a wheelchair. He came to the front for prayer. But I don't know what made the minister ask him. He said to this man, what do you want? The man said, no, I got a headache. Instead of saying, God, I want to be completely made well and get out of this wheelchair. And sometimes we think God can't work in situations that seems impossible. So we box God in a way that we say, no, God can't operate in my life. I'm too messed up, it's been too long in that situation I've been. But God wants to work in every part of your life. And that is why Mark's gospel says, the faith in God. He says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's not saying anything. Have the faith of God. And you get the faith of God by building yourself every day, being in the company of people, building yourself every day. And that is why he said faith comes by listening and keep on listening, keep on meditating, keep on understanding. Open yourself to scriptures and open yourself to the word of God. Do you know why Jesus fed the hungry or the 5,000? I gave the answer. The only one reason, you know why? They were hungry. There's no other reason Jesus fed the 5,000. They were hungry. There's only one reason. When you hunger for God, when you hunger for the things of God, when you have that faith, God can do anything in your life. There's nothing theologically that we cannot understand. Only they were hungry. They've been with him and they were hungry, they were starving. And Jesus gave that need. And today, that is what God wants us to do, is to have that hunger, that passion, that love, that desire, and that commitment to serve Him and to walk in His path. Nothing, He wants nothing else. Now imagine if Derek says to me, okay, let's go for breakfast this morning. And I've already eaten. Now just to please him, I might go. But I would not enjoy the breakfast. Or may not eat all. Because I'm already full. But if I was hungry, that's a different situation altogether. So there must be a hunger with you. When you're too full, God can't fill you. His Spirit can't fill you. And that is why He said, yeah, my cup, Lord, I lift it up to you. Fill it till it overflows. So when God can't fill a cup that is already full, let it overflow. Let the Holy Spirit flow in your life. So that is why we empty ourselves to be full with His Spirit and with His power and His anointing. And so we see the glory of God even to be manifested in a way that He is not supposed to be manifested. In fact, today I wanted to preach about the Good Samaritan. But I'll just say one thing about the Good Samaritan. And you know, one thing about the Good Samaritan, when he saw this man lying and all these things, and when the priest and the Levi came by, and they just walked by, and then the Samaritan came and he took compassion, and the story says that this man, the Samaritan, he put this man on his own beast, animal. He walked, and he made the man sit on the animal till they get to the inn. And we sang the song, Jesus paid it all. He paid it full. He paid the price. And this Samaritan, he paid the price of the inn. And tradition says that denarii was a wage a day. And so this man paid two days' wages for this man. So this inn wasn't a proper inn. It was a rough inn. It was a place that people from Jerusalem to Jericho were traveling. And tradition says that this man who paid the two denarii was, it was equivalent to about, for this man to stay about 40 days in the inn. It's not like 1 or 2 days, it was like 40 days that amounted for him to stay in that inn. So Jesus here used an unbelievable figure to say, who is my neighbor? And the thing is, he's trying to say, when you look at the lawyer came to Jesus and said, who is my neighbor? And Jesus gives this parable. And he says, the one that showed mercy. And Jesus used an unbelievable figure to say that sometimes it's very hard to love our neighbors. And in this situation, to love our enemies. Because the Jews and the Samaritans were very hostile to each other. So God is trying to say to us, it's impossible for us to love those who hate us. It's impossible for those who persecute us to love them. Those that be mean to us, to love them, to show kindness for them. And it's only the love of God flowing in and through our lives that we are able to love them. And Jesus is saying, who is my neighbor? But in this context, it was his enemy. And see what he did for the enemy, how he treated this enemy. And sometimes God is trying to say, we must start loving those that even do not show love to us. When they are in need, we must reach out and love them as well. It's hard, it's difficult. And that is why when he talks about the scripture, the lawyer came to Jesus and asked him, what shall I do to get eternal life? What shall I do to get eternal? So the story is about eternal life. So Jesus is, so the lawyer said to him, now this lawyer wasn't a criminal lawyer or a family lawyer. He was a lawyer in the law. So he knew the law. You see? He knew the law. And he said to Jesus, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and all your soul. And then he said, love your neighbor as yourself. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus is saying, is loving God, loving yourself, and loving your neighbor. Those three things combined, that is eternal life in the story. Do you think that who had eternal life in the story of the Good Samaritan? Something to think about. No, something for us to question. Because eternal life is mentioned about 19 times in the, they say about 19 times in the Bible. So God is trying to say to us, we need to love. Love God, that love, that eternal life that's flowing into our lives. Love ourselves, appreciate ourselves. Say that you are beautiful, you are pretty. Say to yourself that I'm unique, I'm special. God has a purpose, he has a plan for my life. Don't look down upon yourself. Because when you look down upon yourself, automatically look down upon your neighbor. You see, it has to flow from God first, then yourself, and then your neighbor. The relationship, once I know something, once your relationship is right with God, automatically you love yourself and you love people even that seems unlovable as such. It's not your grace, it's the grace of the Holy Spirit through your life that gives you the strength to love that person. Because in our own strength we want to punish that person. We want to bring them down, we want to run them down. And I want to say about this man did 10 things for this, the Good Samaritan, when you read the scripture, he did 10 things for this man. And that's how much love and compassion he showed to this man. And when he asked, who is my neighbor? The man said, the one that showed kindness. So God is trying to say to us, show kindness even to people that hate us, people that despise us, people that reject us, people that been mean to us. I know it's impossible in the natural. That's why Jesus used an unbelievable figure. But with his grace and with his love, we can do all things. Remember on the cross, he has an innocent man, Jesus, and saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they did. Was it easy for Jesus? He knew what they were doing to him. He knew the curses. But he said, forgive them. He released them in the hands of God. And that is why in this story of the Samaritan, he says that we must show mercy to those who don't deserve mercy. We must reflect God in that given situation. I know it's impossible. There was a lady that was who came to know about Jesus and came to know about the love of Jesus, but she was her husband was a leader of this tribe, and when he came to know about she's attending the Salvation Army and attending these meetings, he abused her and he told her not to go to these meetings. But secretly, this lady was going for these meetings. And one day, he met her halfway And he beat her in such a way and left her like half dying in the woods. And the next day, I don't know what happens. He woke up and he went to see where his wife was. And when he saw her, he said, "Now you tell me what your Jesus can do for you." And you know what the lady said? "He helps me to love you." Now this is the Good Samaritan. He did it for his enemy. He did all these things for his enemy. Putting him together, making him sure that he's protected, put him in a nice place, put him in a safe environment. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to work in our lives. It's time for us to move forward, because these little things sometimes stop the Spirit of God moving in our lives. Let's pray this morning. Father, we just want to say thank you for the blood of Jesus. And Father, we know that even it's hard sometimes even to love those that be mean to us, especially if they've rejected us and did things that we hated. And Father, we pray that you'll give us the grace and the love to love these kinds of people, Lord Jesus. And we pray, Lord Jesus, let us not have any hatred or bitterness or unforgiveness against these people. I pray that you will just release them in your hands and your love, O God. I thank you, Father, that your Spirit and your grace and your glory will just be manifested. And Lord, just give us the power to love them, Lord, like you loved us, O God. And Lord, we know that even this commandment to love God with all your heart, with all your mind and with all your strength and with all your soul, Lord, we fail in this commandment, Lord Jesus. And we ask of your grace and your Spirit, Lord, to help us to love you, Lord Jesus, and to love ourselves and love our neighbors, O God. Father, just give us that strength and that grace, O God, and to reflect you, Lord, in all that we do, in every situation, Father. And I pray, help us to walk in the power of your Spirit. Help us to walk in the power of your love, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just pray for your divine presence and your divine power to flow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and those who pray for those who spitefully hurt you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will give us the grace to reflect you in our walk with you, in a walk with people, Lord Jesus, because sometimes, Lord, this little grievance, O God, stops your Spirit and your power moving in the way that you are supposed to manifest in our lives, O God. So we ask of you to wash us and cleanse us with the blood of Jesus. And today we thank you, Father, that your love will just flow even through our lives. And today we pray, Lord, that you'll give us the faith that God wants us to have, the God kind of faith. And you said in Mark 11, Lord, verse 22, have faith in God. And today give us that faith, Lord, to have that faith in God. And today help us not to put faith in things of this world, faith in people, faith in, Lord, in people around us, O God, but put faith in you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us, O God. We fail sometimes, but we pray that you'll strengthen us and give us that faith, O God, to believe that, Lord, that when we speak even to the mountains, and Lord, even you said we have faith like a mustard seed, we can remove those mountains. And Lord, we pray that where faith has become mixed up with the things of this world, Father, we pray, Lord, we pray that you give us the faith, Lord, even that your word will become fruitful, because when the seed falls into the ground, it falls in the hard soil, in crowded soil, in shallow soil, and also in fruitful soil. And today we pray, Lord Jesus, remove the crowdedness from our hearts, the hardness and the shallowness, O God, and Lord, give us a fruitful heart in receiving the word of God, in bearing fruit, Lord Jesus, in bearing the fruit that you want us to have, Lord Jesus. And today we pray, Father, that your glory will just be manifested. And Lord, we pray that we want to see, Lord, things that working in our lives. Lord, we speak, Lord, to the things that we, the challenges, the things that we face, Lord, whether it's the health of your people, whether it's finances, whether it's a job situation, whether it's family problems, whether it's ministry-wise, whatever situation your people face, oh God, we speak to these mountains, oh God. We speak the unbelief. We speak, oh God, the righteousness of God. We speak truth, Lord Jesus. We speak your word, Lord Jesus, that these things will be removed by faith in the name of Jesus. We speak it, oh God, and we declare it over this community and over the lives of the people, whatever they're going through, Lord Jesus. We speak life, oh God. We speak health, Lord Jesus. We speak peace. We speak your presence. We speak your power. We speak your glory in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that your glory will just be revealed in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father, that you said whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe, Lord Jesus. Give us the belief that, Lord, that when we prayed, oh God, that you have answered our prayer, to thank you in those prayers, oh God, like Jesus when he raised Lazarus from the dead. He thanked you that, Lord, that you have raised him, that you're going to raise him from the dead. And today we pray, Lord Jesus, that we'll thank you in the situation, the circumstances, Lord Jesus. We pray that you give us faith, that even, Lord, that the things that people are trusting in, their health, in their finances, in the job situation, Lord, in the things that they're going from day to day, we speak it, oh God, those things will be manifested in the physical realm. They'll see answers to prayer, that we serve a prayer answering God, a God who does miracles, a God who manifest itself in the supernatural. And today we pray for the presence of God and the power of God will just be revealed. And Lord, we just want to pray that you'll just bless this church, oh God, and let your spirit be poured out, oh God. We speak, oh God, we cancel the spirit of unbelief, we cancel the spirit of doubt, oh God, we cancel every powers of negativity. We pray, Lord Jesus, every sadness and everything, every negative word that is spoken against this ministry, we cancel it today by the blood of Jesus. Today we speak the presence of God. We speak healing, Lord Jesus. We speak joy in this place. We speak love in this place. We speak, Lord Jesus, that you bring people into this place of ministry wise, oh God. People, Lord Jesus, that are gifted and talented, oh God. We pray people that, Lord, that will glorify you, Lord Jesus. We speak it. It shall be manifested. We also speak the unbelievers, oh God, will come into this place. We speak it, oh God. We declare it, oh God, that they will come into this place. They'll see refuge. They'll see salvation, oh God. They'll seek your face, oh God. We speak, Lord, even healings to be manifested, oh God, even the blind to see, the crippled to walk, Lord, we pray that the dumb to speak, oh God, even the deaf to hear. We speak, oh God, uncommon miracles will take place in this ministry, oh God. We speak it and we declare it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak, oh God, even deliverance in this place, oh God, people that are bound in addictions, bound in morality, bound in darkness, oh God, bound in the things of this world. We see them set free, Lord Jesus, we see them, oh God, that they been delivered, oh God, by the blood of Jesus. They've been set free from the yoke of the devil and the powers of darkness, oh God. We pray that you bring joy into this ministry, Lord, joy everlasting, oh God. Lord, we pray that you put a new spirit in their lives, oh God. Lord, the spirit of discouragement, I command you to get out of this ministry, get out of this church in the name of Jesus. We speak the life of God. We speak joy. We pray your presence over this spirit, and we speak the faith, oh God. You fill this house with faith, Lord Jesus. Fill this house with belief, oh God. Even when people come into this place, they'll say, hey, God is in this place, oh God. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Even the toddlers, even the young children, come, Lord, let them experience the presence of God. Even those parents, oh God, let them experience you, Lord Jesus. Even those young children on Friday evening, let them experience you, Lord Jesus. And we pray that the power of God will just be manifested in Jesus' mighty name. Bless this ministry, I pray. Speak your life over this ministry, oh God, because you are the resurrection and you are the life. And Lord, I pray the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us. And Lord, every deadness in this ministry, every barrenness, every dryness will be rooted out in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the life of Jesus upon this ministry, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.